Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
"The most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement."
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station. A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of two Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown. One of two cops involved in a North Dakota shooting yesterday has died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
President Trump is cheering a Texas court's decision to halt a push for universal mail-in ballots this year. The state Supreme Court blocking that effort, saying that such a decision should be left up to state lawmakers. The Texas Democratic Party and two voters were suing the state in March, saying that the election code did allow voters to declare they had a disability if they believed that social distancing was needed to keep coronavirus from spreading. President Trump has been resisting efforts by several states to insist on only mail-in ballots. The state of Arizona is suing Google, alleging consumer fraud. That state's attorney general says the lawsuit outlines deceptive and unfair practices used to obtain user location data. It's accusing Google of exploiting their users' information to then profit off it in the way of advertising, even when users try to opt out of the data collection. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for this year is not going to take place, at least not this year. It will take place next year, as the event was originally scheduled for August 29th at the Massachusetts Museum, headlined by the late Kobe Bryant. The legendary 2020 class also includes five-time champion Tim Duncan, 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett, and former WNBA superstar Tamika Catchings. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. On the heels of that incredible murder and heartbreaking murder that occurred in Georgia with Ahmaud Arbery, we have what happened on Memorial Day with George Floyd there in Minneapolis. And, of course, the city has been lit up. There already have been a couple of murders reported, looting, all this as the citizens of Minneapolis are protesting what happened in their city. And this is also spreading out west. Reports that you've got unrest and protests taking place in Los Angeles. American flag is being burned, Highway 101 blocked. And we just think, wow, is this Rodney King deja vu one more time? I mean, this is an opportunity. I say opportunity. I always look at when things like this happen, for us to review as a collective conscience, you know, our attitude towards one another and towards life. I want to bring Megan Barth here on with us right now. Megan, of course, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, look at, you know, people are quick to say that, you know, 99%, that seems to be the number, of police are good. It's just only that 1%. But what we saw in that video with other police officers just standing around, not doing anything to protect this individual who's lying on the ground, he's handcuffed. The officer has his knee on his throat for well over 6 minutes. I mean, there is something wrong with us as a collective society if we think that a treatment of a fellow human being like that is acceptable.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that the Minneapolis Police Department thinks that there's something wrong with that because they fired all four of the police officers that were involved with that, and the FBI has launched an investigation. So I don't believe that there is anything wrong with society, unless, of course, you look at the riots. Because I have to correct you, Bill, they're not protesters, they're rioters. I was protesting bigger government. I did not set things on fire. I did not murder people. I didn't take to the streets and create mayhem. And then, of course, you have Black Lives Matter, who all of a sudden has just found another opportunity to create mayhem and burn down cities that most of their, I guess, constituents, if you will, if they have any, most of their organizers or activists live in.
Well,
down a city, especially in the wake of coronavirus, right, when many of these businesses have been closed, how does that help the city?
Right.
How does burning down businesses help for jobs? Many of these lower income neighborhoods that are on fire right now rely on these small businesses, whether it's AutoZone or whether even it's the public library, for goods, services, and employment.
Right.
These are riots.
Right. No, and I don't disagree with your statement. I think that when you look at the full body of people that were there, I believe there were some that were there rightfully protesting. I was very much concerned by those that were carrying sidearms and then getting in the face of police. I thought that was reckless. And then, you have the rioting, you have the looting taking place. In fact, one of the people that was reported dead in the street was because a business owner was protecting his property and allegedly. Murdered victim or the murdered person, not the victim, because we don't know, but allegedly, the shop owner was defending his property, and he shot the guy. And so, when things get like this, and it raises to the level, as you say, to rioting, boy, it screws up the whole process, and it colors the whole calculus of this, as opposed to being, a respecter of human life and being a protester as opposed to a rioter.
Right. You're exactly right. I actually have no problem with people carrying sidearms to protest. A lot of conservatives carry sidearms as long as they're legally issued and it's not against the law, then they have every right to open carry. We open carry here in Nevada. We open carried on the governor's mansion here in Nevada.
But I think common sense would tell you that you don't get in a police officer's face and taunt a police officer, and you're carrying. I think you're risking things at this point, because after all, you're dealing with a
fair bill.
Yeah,
you're looking at this through a lens of common sense. And you have to kind of take that lens away, because there is no common sense that we're witnessing right now.
My heart is I want to protect people. I don't want people to die needlessly. And we see things, whether it's the coronavirus and this sort of, we're constantly at a tipping point here. We're one bad choice, one bad decision, and we have an ignition. And right now, there is a tinderbox of sentiment and feelings and emotions right now in this country. And as I said, this is off the heels, in particular in Minneapolis, off of the Ahmaud Arbery killing in Georgia, which happened a couple of months ago. This happened in Minneapolis on Memorial Day. And of course, us being quarantined for, 8 weeks?
Right, by Democrats. And these are all happening in Democrat cities and Democrat counties and Democrat states. I don't see the rioting. I didn't see Black Lives Matter this Memorial Day weekend rioting over the fact that 55 people, but mostly black, were murdered in Chicago by other black people, including a 5-year-old girl. And so when you look at it from an entire perspective, okay, and when you look at this is planned, this is well-funded. Why was Linda Sasseur, who lives in New York, why was she in Minnesota last night? What does Black Lives Matter in L.A. have to do with Black Lives Matter in Minnesota?
Right.
It's a network. It's a network of agitators. It's a network of people like Antifa that want to create chaos. Yeah, we've seen this many times before. I was kind of missing the Korean snipers. Thank you for bringing up us. We all
yes.
get along.
Yeah, the Rodney King riots. Yes,
I'm old enough to remember. I'm old enough to remember the Watts riots and the Rodney King riots.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the Korean store owners who were in the middle of the riots, they actually had Korean snipers placed upon their roofs of their storefront in order to protect their property and their business. That's what these riots were missing, were Korean snipers. This happened, it seems like, I don't know, once a year. I've got the T-shirt. Been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
This is adjunct of leftists, communists, socialists, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and ne'er-do-wells.
Right. Well, and the last thing we need is a mayor. This time there does not seem to be one. There was in Baltimore, as you recall, that said, go ahead and let them riot, as if it was some sort of reparation cause or some right that they had, you know, to riot and destroy property, destroy small businesses, and destroy the jobs of, you know, their fellow citizens, right?
Yeah, like I said, it's a pattern, and it's a pattern with Democrat mayors, like you called out Baltimore. Why wasn't the National Guard immediately called in to protect businesses and buildings?
Well, yeah, without a doubt. Got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your phone. The fire, the fight, your goal. You've come so far. Oh!
independent we are, 19 minutes after, and from ReaganBaby.com is Megan Barth, and Megan has to tell you this story. I mean, she's telling me she had a little tour to California here recently and found herself in a restaurant out in La Quinta. You got to tell the audience about this. This is, you know, this kind of just says where we are right now in America under COVID-19.
Yes, the restaurant had opened for business. Both outside and indoor dining was available. And so my friends and I had gone there, and we noticed that no one was wearing masks on the inside of the restaurant or the outside of the restaurant. So we said, thank God, let's eat here.
Mm-hmm.
And but the employees were wearing masks. So as I'm about to step across the threshold into the kind of open restaurant, the hostess, who is masked, said, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, but you're going to have to wear a mask. And I said, but none of the patrons inside or outside are wearing masks. She goes, oh, I know. You just need to put a mask on when you step into the restaurant. But once you get into the restaurant, you can take off the mask. So I literally had to put on a mask for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I put 2 feet into the restaurant, which was about a second later,
right,
I could take off the mask.
So 2 steps later, mother may I, huh?
Right. Mm. Yeah. So to add to the story, which was great, the Hispanic waiter that showed up at our table was wearing a Trump 2020 mask, and he kept it on the entire time.
I love it. And you took care of him, tipped him well, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great. Well, you know, this is the deal about mask, no mask. That's driving, you know, this is all part of it, because now we have the mask, no mask Nazis running around. And, you know, people being accosted at Costco's and different shopping environments because they're not wearing a mask. And it's like, well, you know, whoa, everybody, let's take a breath here. And the other thing is, again, we look to what the CDC or maybe even what other doctors and scientists are saying. And I'll tell you, Megan, I'm not getting clear-cut guidance on whether or not we should wear a mask, not wear a mask. As many people as you find say you should wear a mask, you have others that say they don't. And you realize most of the people out there, which is over 50% of the people, they don't even know how to wear the mask. You know, and they're constantly violating and infecting their own mask. So it's not doing a lot of good other than maybe getting them 2 steps on the other side of the threshold of a restaurant so they can have dinner, I guess. It's insane.
Right. Like I said, common sense has left the building in the age of coronavirus. You see people in masks alone driving in their cars. You see mm-hmm. people on bicycles alone outside wearing masks. And then you see people in masks with their cell phone up to their mask. And their cell phone is probably so dirty, right? Their hands are all touching their mask. You see people wearing masks, and then when they're at dinner, and then when they eat dinner, they take off the mask, set it on the table, the dirty table,
yes.
And then after they eat dinner, they put on the mask. It makes no sense, okay?
Right.
If you are 65 or older and are in compromised health, please wear a mask.
Yes.
If you have given up on life and you find yourself at 400 pounds with diabetes, and heart problems because you're morbidly obese.
And a pocket full of Twinkies. Yeah, wear a mask.
Correct.
Right.
Wear a mask.
Yes, please.
You have, just so everyone knows, if you get the virus, which if you're in a nursing home, you will, especially in a state-run nursing home in Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Washington State, any Democrat state, where they were sending COVID patients to the elderly and killing off the elderly,
mm-hmm.
You should probably wear a mask if you're in a nursing home.
Exactly.
Other than that, you have a 99% chance of surviving the virus if you should get the virus.
Yeah. Don't you love these new models? I mean, these are things that the two doctors in Bakersfield were saying, you know, several weeks ago, which, you know, social media, you know, censored them and took them off of YouTube, said you guys don't have a home anymore, just as they did, you know, they've arbitrarily decided to do Donald Trump, which is a whole other argument. But here these doctors were saying, hey, look, this is what we're finding. These are our findings. They don't even come close to what the CDC and what others are saying. And they determined that it's not even the CDC guidance they're going to go by. They're saying, look, if you don't agree with the WHO, The World Health Organization, if you don't agree in any statement that you put in social media that is in agreement with the WHO, you're automatically censored and canceled.
Yes, well, the communists are defending communists. This
yes.
is not
it's
anything
crazy.
New.
Mm-hmm.
The WHO is nothing but a front group for communist China. And perhaps if the WHO didn't lie, like China lied, we wouldn't be in this predicament. And I have to remind everybody, we didn't get this virus when we started testing for it in March.
Mm-hmm.
We got this virus when the Chinese started lying about it, which is reported to be in November of last
right.
year.
Exactly.
And so all of these regulations of, oh, phase one opening, phase two opening, phase three, they'll have 10 phases, are not in accordance with CDC guidelines. So what the hell do we have a CDC for?
Exactly. Well, that's the question. And people are saying, why are we supporting the CDC? Where are they? They're missing in action. All of a sudden, everything's been turned over to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the Imperial College out of England, out of London, that was the same group that gave us all that goofy information about climate change, right? And you mentioned earlier, and I want to get back to this point, because this is one of your featured articles at ReaganBabe.com, is half of Illinois COVID-19 deaths linked to retirement homes. We saw the reports in New York, Andrew Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, they're trying to shift blame, you know, to Donald Trump. I mean, he's the governor, for goodness sakes. I mean, and he's the one that sent out an order that is not consistent with the even the CDC guidelines, but he interpreted conveniently, I guess, to cover his rear end, to say that, well, I'm only doing what Donald Trump somehow became what whatever Donald Trump told him to do, like he's been doing everything Donald Trump's told him to do, right?
Right, and we're seeing this in Democrat-run states, specifically in state-run nursing homes, and this is the perfect example of socialized medicine, where they basically, socialized medicine is one of the most dangerous forms of medicine when it comes to the elderly, because as Barack Obama clearly said it, well, if your 85-year-old mother needs a stent or a heart transplant, she might just have to take the blue pill or the red pill.
Wow.
So all of these older, elderly, you know, health-compromised people who are in nursing homes because of those issues weren't protected by the state. They were actually sitting like seated ducks in what they didn't know was going to become a death chamber, because Cuomo of New York and Pritzker of Illinois and Wolf of Pennsylvania and their health experts sent sick patients with COVID to nursing homes. In Illinois, for example, a total of 1,553 of the state's 3,241 deaths as of May 8th, or 48%, were tied to long-term care facilities. And so as they're shipping sick people to the nursing homes, guess what? People are dying. Elderly people are dying. And when you look at all of the stats, now all of a sudden we have 100,000 COVID deaths. It must be Trump's fault. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Trump and the CDC didn't say send sick people to nursing homes, and a majority of these deaths, if you look at New York or Illinois or Pennsylvania or Michigan or Washington or any other Democrat-run state, a majority of COVID deaths are in nursing homes.
Right. And we knew it right off. It was what happened in Washington. Remember, that was the hot spot.
Yes.
And so, you know, what are they going to do, Megan, when, you know, at the other side of all this, when all this information is culled out and the empirical evidence is clear, what are they going to do? Are they going to hope to be in control so where they can control the history narrative on this? That's the only way I see them getting out of this.
Or they'll just pull like kind of an executive action like Cuomo and say, oh, no one should be prosecuted for nursing home deaths. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
King speaks.
Yeah, but meanwhile, I'm sure the other part of it is they'll say, well, this is why we need $60 billion just for New York alone to make up for all the bad financial choices that we've made along the way, and we need to be healed because it's all about New York and we're so important to the U.S. economy. Megan Barth has been with us. You can go to ReaganBabe.com for all the information and be in flow of the know. She's also the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Net Benchmark Capital Funding is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, it's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
"The most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement."
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, you need that for it. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, for many businesses, e-commerce is booming, but others are scrambling to get customers to their website and funnel. It's now more important than ever to have an online presence, whether you're just starting a business, already have an established one, or just want to get a side hustle going, okay? Well, the best-selling author and entrepreneur Russell Brunson has tips on how to help your business stand out from the crowd and attract the right customers. Every year, tens of thousands of businesses start and fail because the entrepreneurs don't understand this one essential skill, the art and science of getting consumers to find you. In his new book, Traffic Secrets, the underground playbook for filling your websites and funnels with your dream customers, Brunson reveals the classic and foundational direct marketing techniques that's going to allow you to be at the front of new trends and see opportunities that are invisible to everyone else. He can share how to master evergreen traffic strategies in order to fill your website and funnels with your dream customers. Are you ready? Well, Russell Brunson joins us now, the best-selling author and CEO of a $100 million software company, ClickFunnels. Russell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Hey, you think you're excited? We're all taking notes, buddy. We're right at your feet. Open to learn all the great tidbits. I mean, if you want to, yeah, I always tell people, you want to be successful, do what successful people do, right?
Oh, definitely. Modeling success is the best way to figure out how to get success for yourself.
Okay, so how can business owners continue to get traffic to their business during this pandemic?
Yeah, it's interesting because if you think about before the pandemic, you know, most companies, they relied on traffic of like people just physically driving past their location, right? And they'd smell some good food, they'd see something cool, and they'd pull over and they'd come in. But during this pandemic, traffic, that kind of traffic has disappeared. And because of that, many businesses have obviously been struggling. But that's why the internet is so powerful. Like, the internet has not slowed down. In fact, it's picked up. Most companies I know that have figured out a way to transition online are thriving right now because they're able to get attention and eyeballs when people are sitting at home and they're not sure what to do. And so I think that's kind of the first thing to understand, is just that the traffic is the people. It's the customers. It's the people who are online who are sitting there at home right now, probably bored out of their minds. And your job as the business owners, how do we get their attention? How do we grab it?
Exactly.
And come back to our websites and our funnels.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the strategies on understanding exactly who your ideal customer is.
Yes, that's the first step. Most people don't understand this. They think that, you know, because like in traditional media, like let's say you're running a TV ad, you put an ad out there and you just put it out there and you hope that your dream customers see it. With the internet, we have the really unique ability where we can target. Say, I only want these types of people to look at my ad, and I only want to show up to these certain people. And so because of that, it's way cheaper. It's way less expensive to get the right eyeballs because of that. And so the first thing to figure out is, like, who is your dream customer? Like, what are they excited by? What are they interested in? What are they, you know, what TV shows they watch? What are their demographics? Like, what are things that they're passionate about? Because if you can identify that, then it's really easy for us to find them online. So that's definitely the first step most people skip is getting crystal clear. Like, if I could pick any customer, not just the cheap customer, or the, you know, whatever, like my dream customer, someone who will come, who likes to buy things, who are, you know, the person that I would love to serve. If we can identify who that person is, then we can find them online really easily.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you get their attention? I mean, because, you know, you may say this is my dream customer, but I've got to find some way to relate to them to where I stand out above everybody else, as opposed to, you know, you're just kind of, you know, throwing the idea out there and hope that it connects with them.
Yeah, exactly. So the next step is to figure out how to get their attention, or how to hook them and how to grab their attention for a minute. So I always picture, like, my dream customer. I picture them, they're at home, they're bored out of their mind, they're sitting on their phone, and they're on Facebook or Instagram or whatever their you know, the platform they like the most. And they're sitting there all day, and they're swiping through. They're bored out of their mind, hoping to find something to interest them, right? They're hoping to find a story from their friend or in the news or something that's going to grab their attention. And so when we understand that's what they're doing, they're bored out of their minds, they're sitting there doing, they're just swiping on their phone. Our job is, okay, how do we grab their attention? How do we need to create something interesting that's going to get them to stop scrolling just long enough that they're going to click on our post or our video or our ad and watch it. And then from there, we can tell them our story and get them to come back to our website. And so for me, it's funny because I used to think that to get someone's attention, I need to produce a huge commercial and spend a ton of money, have a huge budget. But what's interesting is in today's market, those aren't the things that are working. In fact, the things that work the best for us, that give us the most traffic and make us the most money, are little simple ads that I make on my phone. And my phone is literally like my production studio, and my kids always tease me.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I'll be at my daughter's soccer game. I was like, okay, we're in an interesting location. You can see the soccer playing in the background. Like, that might grab someone's attention if they're swiping through Facebook right now. So I'll pull out my phone, and I'll quick record, and I'll just make a little, like, you know, 60-second ad of me. Hey, I'm Russell. I'm here at my daughter's soccer game. Let me tell you about my new book or whatever. And like that ad does really well. In fact, the other day, we were walking down the street, and we walked across this hotel. And in the lobby of the hotel, there's this big, huge green rhino. And we're like, that's random. So I grabbed I ran aside real quick, grabbed my phone, and the audio quality was horrible. But this green rhino was kind of weird. So I click record, and I was like, hey, I'm here at a hotel lobby. There's this big green rhino. Let me tell you a real quick story about my new book. And I recorded this ad that, you know, is just weird, other than it grabs someone's attention. If you're scrolling through Facebook and you see this big green rhino, you're like, what is that? You stop for a second. And we hook their attention just long enough that we can tell them the story about our product or our service, and then from there we tell them to visit our website.
And then over time, you're building a relationship with your ideal customer, right? Because as they connect and they hear more of your story and they see how quirky you are and that you're looking for green rhinos all over the place, hey, they're going to tweet back green rhinos back at you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The first goal is to grab their attention. The second goal is to build the relationship. Because they keep seeing your ads, like, this person is interesting. What are they talking about? I'm interested to know more about this person. Then it's easy to get them to come and buy your products and your services and everything else that you're trying to do. So that's definitely next step. After you hook their attention, then how do you tell them your story in a way that gets them excited to hear from you and to to follow you? And that's kind of how the game is played. It's really fun when you start getting into it.
Exactly. Well, in your book, you state, don't wait for people to come to you. So how can an entrepreneur discover where their audience is congregating?
Yeah, that's what's so fascinating. You know, I think again, most businesses traditionally, they, you know, they put out an ad and they kind of wait for someone to show up. Where with this is cool because after you've identified, like, who is my dream customer, the coolest thing about the internet is that we all do this. Like, if you think about it for yourself, we group ourselves together online based on stuff that we're interested in, right? So if you're interested in fitness, there's probably a bunch of fitness blogs that you read, and there's fitness Facebook groups that you're part of, and you follow certain fitness influencers on Instagram, right? Or maybe you're not interested in fitness, but you're interested in business or finance or couponing or whatever your thing is you're excited by. You congregate online. And that's what's so cool is that our job as business owners is to, okay, well, who are my dream customers? And where are they hanging out? What blogs are they reading? What podcasts are they listening to? What Facebook groups are they part of? After we figure out that's where those people are at, then our job is to say, okay, let's go throw these hooks out there, right? We talked about it. Making these videos that are going to grab their attention. I've got a friend who has a really big fitness website, and they literally, that's what they do all day. They go out there and say, okay, well, here's a blog that's got 100,000 fitness readers. Let's go buy an ad on that person's blog, and let's go, you know, tell them our story. And then here's the Facebook group that has, you know, 300,000 followers in there. Let's go and figure out how we can buy an ad to be shown to these 300,000 people. And it becomes really fun just figuring out who's my dream customer, where are they hanging out online, and how do I create hooks to grab their attention just long enough I can tell them my story and then invite them back to my website or my funnel.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can a business owner master emerging marketing tactics like what we've been talking about before most people even know they exist?
Yeah, this is part of my favorite. Like, my favorite part is like being a spy sometimes. Like, go out there, and we talked about these congregations, right? Like the blogs and the Facebook groups and things like that, and the influencers. You know, what I like to do is I go to whatever market I'm in, I go and I try to figure out, okay, where are all, like, let's say I'm on Instagram. Who are the Instagram influencers that are already talking to my dream customers? I'm going to go and I'm going to follow them, and I want to watch, like, what are they posting every day? What are they saying? What are they putting out there to get somebody to engage, to get interested, right? Like, what are the ads they're putting out there? And so you start watching it, and you'll see in real time, like, what ads are working. If you see an ad out there and there's no comments, there's no likes, it's just kind of there, you know, that ad's probably not working. But if you see one that's got, you know, 5,000 shares and it's got all these comments and things, you're like, okay, that, for some reason, that ad, it worked really good. People liked it. They paid attention. How do I create an ad that's similar to that?
Wow, Russell, this is good stuff. I mean, this is a reason why people need to get their hands on your book. Russell Brunson, best-selling author and CEO of a $100 million software company, ClickFunnels. Russell, where can the people go for more information and get their hands on your book?
Yeah, right now during the pre-launch of my book, we're actually giving away free copies. I paid the cost of printing, and you have to pay for the shipping, obviously. But if you go to trafficsecretsbook.com, www.trafficsecretsbook.com, you can go get a free copy of the book. And hopefully figure out ways to get more traffic to your website or to your business.
You got it. Click on, Russell Brunson. Appreciate it. Good information. Take care, buddy.
Thanks so much for having me.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The nation of Pakistan is overwhelmingly influenced by Islam, and for those who do not follow the Muslim traditions, life can be difficult. In early 2020, the Tide Ministry began broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ in two languages in Pakistan, Pashto and Saraiki. The programming not only reaches new believers in Christ who have very few Christian resources and little to no support system, but also potential believers who have not yet heard what Jesus has done for them. In Pakistan, which is number 5 on Open Doors World Watch List, Christians face extreme persecution. And believers and ministry workers often face threats from fundamentalists who have a very unwelcome attitude towards Christianity.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is impacting lives and sharing the gospel with new listeners in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Now with orders. to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Off to the digital lobby we are, because we're going to hook up with the movie guy. Yes, Steve Evans from Hollywood, California. Stand by.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, here we are. No popcorn, though. And maybe we can pipe in maybe just the fresh smell of, lobby popcorn from the movie house, you think?
Yeah, you could always do that. Well, you could always cook it up at home. You know, they have these things you can pop in the microwave and recreate that experience. And we have a lot of great product out right now, so we probably should just jump right
in. Well, let's go right into it. It's all
Scoop.
You. Go ahead.
We talked about Scoop, 50% recommending. Yes. It's a great movie for the family. It's animated and rated PG, so that's out there. Capone, on the other side of the coin, is rated R. It's about Al Capone, and everybody's raving about Tom Hardy's performance, although only 42% are recommending the movie, because basically it's Al Capone staggering around in his backyard in Miami. He's got syphilis and dementia, and he's trying to remember where he buried all the money, which is kind of what that movie's all about. So
I guess if you have a twisted sense of humor, this might turn into a comedy for you. We go from Scoob, rated PG, with some warning, because of some action, language, and rude suggestive humor. I mean, I didn't think Scoob was, was capable of rude suggestive humor. But I guess, what do I know? It's the 21st century.
Is that what they said there? Rude suggestive humor. You're right, my gosh.
Yeah.
And it got a PG rating. How about that?
Exactly. Well, but at least Scoob knows where he hid the money, so we're okay.
There you go. But
by comparison.
The Wrong Missy, speaking of R-rated movies, this is really funny. Saw it last week. Definitely not one for the kids, starring David Spade and Lauren Lapkus. This is about Tim Morris meeting the girl of his dreams, and he throws caution to the wind and invites her to his company's corporate retreat on an island resort. However, when a past blind date from hell shows up at the airport for the weekend getaway instead, he learns too late that he's been texting the wrong Missy.
Yes.
The wrong Missy's played by Lauren Lapkus, who is just over-the-top funny, so you might want to check that out.
Did that ever happen to you in your dating time?
Well, I've been to a lot
time?
Of corporate retreats.
No, but I'm talking about with, because I was invited to get involved with a blind date. And the person that I thought was going to be was not.
Oh.
And it was quite comedic. Well, let's leave it at that. It wasn't to the degree and as irreverent as the wrong Missy, but yeah, there's a lot of irreverence there, and it's probably safe to leave the rating as a non-rating because you know the language does get a little raw. I mean, it is. There's no cultural appropriateness to this. It's David Spade for goodness sakes. So
yeah, right. Yeah, but you know, in the age of wearing masks, I wonder how the single scene is really working out, because you meet somebody and they're in a mask, you go, mm-hmm. hey, you know, they have great looking eyes, but anyway.
Yeah, but then they got those masks where they open up the lips now, you know, they got, you know, kind of built-in cut-in, so you can, and they're showing these people, and they thought it was also cool to be eating through the hole in the mask, which is like, wait a minute, you got shards of food hanging from the edge of the mask,
We are trying to adapt to this.
That would be a date killer right there, I would think, you know.
Lovebirds is also out. I saw this last weekend. This is starring Kumail Nanjiani and Issa Rae. This is a very cute, also rated R, by the way, rom-com. This is about a couple. They play a couple experiencing a defining moment in their relationship when they are unintentionally embroiled in this murder mystery. Now, as their journey to clear their names takes them from one extreme and hilarious circumstance to the next, they have to figure out how they and their relationship can survive the night. 81% recommending. Very talented cast here, and it really is funny. Rated R.
Well, I was glad to see it wasn't about Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, because Lovebirds has been synonymous with those two. And so when I saw that, I thought,
Surviving the Night. We have a movie here, Survive the Night, starring Bruce Willis, and only 14% of the critics are recommending. Say It Isn't So here.
Yeah, what's happening?
I don't know. Well, it's Survive the Night, brand new to streaming, and brand new theatrical. It's not getting the theatrical, going directly to streaming. Here's what this one's about. After his brother Matthias is mortally wounded in a robbery gone bad, you got this guy by the name of Jamie stalking a trauma doctor, played by the name of Rich, from the hospital to his home. Now, while Jamie is holding Rich's wife and daughter hostage, the unhinged murderer forces Rich to operate on Matthias. But in order for him and his family to survive the night, Rich must team up with his estranged, tough-as-nails father, retired Sheriff Frank, who is played by guess who? In order to gain the upper hand and turn the tables on the criminals. Like I say, only 14% recommending, but it could be a much better movie than that. You might want to check out the trailer.
Yeah, it seems a little complex just in the summary.
Plot, though, really. You know, the guy kidnaps a doctor and forces him to operate on the brother of the robber, and,
And then the law enforcement father steps in. Okay. I get it.
We have a movie here called Trip to Greece. Have you followed any of these trip movies in the past? They've been coming out for about the last 10 years.
I'm still on the Road to Rio and those old trips.
This is starring Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan. And the first one came out, like I say, about 10 years ago, where they went on this trip up to the Lakes District in England. And then they had a trip to Italy, a trip to Greece. And this is a trip to Spain. This is their final, they say, the trip to Greece. Now, what this is about is you have these two guys, two actors, basically playing themselves, very witty, very funny. And they travel around in a beautiful car, going to beautiful locations, eating in great restaurants, and you know they're served these amazing meals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very entertaining, believe it or not. 92% are recommending because these guys are so funny, and they think they just talk throughout this entire thing.
It seems like a podcast movie or something.
Well, it kind of is. Uh-huh. But now it's even more attractive, I think, in the days of the pandemic, because I watched this trip to Greece over the weekend, and I was thinking, wow, there they are in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting, they're not even 6 feet apart now.
And there's no mask.
There's no mask. They're shaking hands with the chef. They're eating this. And Anthony Bourdain had a word for it. He used to call it food porn when he would go to these marvelous restaurants. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about here. Very funny. It's called The Trip to Greece. 92% are recommending that one. Another one out that's brand new to streaming. It's called Military Wives. It's on Amazon Prime and Hulu. 75% recommending this one. This is based on true events. You have these military wives centering on a group of women from different backgrounds whose partners are away serving in Afghanistan, and they're faced with their loved ones' absences, so they come together to form the very first Military Wives Choir.
helping each other through some of life's most difficult moments. And quickly they find themselves on an international stage, like I say, based on true events. Mm-hmm. And this is starring Kristen Scott Thomas and Sharon Horgan, 75% recommending. Looks like a good movie. I've always wanted to be in a choir.
Yes.
I never have. Have you ever joined the choir?
Yes, I did. When I was in Catholic school, everybody was in the choir.
Okay.
And so we did that. I first started out because I was going to play the head of a head of a cow, because I remember coming to my dad and having him make me a cow head that I could wear, and they found out that I could carry a tune. So I got promoted from being the head of the cow to, and I don't know why you brought that up, because I had to go to therapy for a while, you know.
That was an issue.
And now I'm going back, yes.
Exactly. I've always thought it'd be kind of cool to be in like a Welsh men's choir, you know, in some very picturesque church over in Wales singing these wonderful.
I wanted to be like, Sister Act, but I never got a whoopee type character to sing with, you know. Although I will tell you, I got so sentimental because of the Catholic relationship and everything like that. And I will always see Whoopi Goldberg as the nun. Not flying, but the other nun.
Okay.
And, embarrassing. Back in the days when we used to ride on planes, I saw the movie on a plane, and Steve-O, I am watching this movie. I'm so emotionally moved. I mean, tears are rolling down my face. Yes, there were some funny parts in it, but it was just an emotional.
You know what? I think it's something about being in an airplane, because I've had that very same experience.
Really?
Where I think you're just more emotional. Maybe it's the air quality or whatever, but
maybe that's it. That explains it.
You just,
because it's not the airline peanuts. I can tell you that.
Well, you find yourself tears coming down your face. You're like, wait a minute, this is a commercial for American Airlines.
Yes.
That's
a little Pavlovian here, you know, and
know.
You look over to your seatmate here, slap me quick, get me out of this.
Yeah, get yourself together. Another movie here called Last Moment of Clarity. After his girlfriend, Georgia, played by Samara Weaving, by the way, who is a dead ringer for Margot Robbie, we'll talk about that in a moment, she's murdered by European mobsters. You got this guy by the name of Sam. He flees to Paris to hide out, and years later, he sees a woman in a Hollywood film who he is certain is Georgia, the woman that was murdered. So he goes to L.A. to investigate. He encounters many, many people there who are deciding to help him out on his quest. But when Sam meets the mystery actress face-to-face, his life spins out of control. What a great plot. It's called Last Moment of Clarity, and it is out this weekend on Amazon Prime and not reviewed for the critics. So you might want to check out the trailer. And this Samara Weaving, who, by the way, does look almost exactly like Margot Robbie. And I was wondering how a young actress handles the fact that she looks like so much like another actress, and how that could be difficult in a career when you think about it. I mean, Margot Robbie is not a bad person to look like, but I'm saying, how do you become your own person in that particular situation? I'm not sure.
Well, exactly. And then what happens with, you know, if you have a similar name, you know, AFTRA, and the Actors Guild is quick to make sure that you change your name, but there's not much, I guess, you can do about your face.
I've always had that problem. George Clooney, I've always looked,
no, I understand.
That has never been my problem, believe me. That's what's happening on the widescreen during the quarantine.
Boy, there's plenty to see there. So, as we, get to discover the digital lobby, you know, through our home settings, it's awesome. And as you say, it will pump in some, movie popcorn smell just to help set the stage. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve-O.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not.